ministry in the church can be life-giving and life-changing. And in the midst of it, we all need faithful companions along the road. Welcome to Along the Road, a podcast on faith and leadership for ministry leaders of the PCUSA.
So you're serving as a ruling elder or a deacon in the church, but you have almost a dozen other roles. Painter, caretaker, shopper, mechanic, gardener, friend, chef, writer, fill in the blank. Come join us in the midst of your day, wherever you are, to be inspired in your role in the church, become nourished, and renew your call. Formation as a leader doesn't happen all at once, so let's walk along this road together. I'm Martha Miller, a ruling elder and a certified Christian educator, serving within the PCUSA Office of the General Assembly. And I'm excited to travel on this journey with you. It is always good to get to spend some time with Jihan Oh. In addition to being our guest today, Jihan serves as the Director of Mid-Council Ministries for the PCUSA Office of the General Assembly. So welcome, Jihan.
Thanks, Martha. So good to be here.
Well, we're really glad to have you. And just so I don't speak for you, are there other ways you might want to introduce yourself to all of us?
I guess I might say that I am a person who has just returned from vacation and has now completed my journey of 50 states and was just blown away by South Dakota and have discovered great food, great people, and amazing, amazing natural beauty, and also deep spirituality in that place. And so I'm just really sort of thinking about, again, about assumptions that we might have about different places and how we continue to sort of be curious about being out in the world.
Oh, that's great. That's good to know. And I'm glad that you're feeling that spirit of curiosity today as we talk, because today we're thinking and talking about commissioners. In a previous Nourish episode, we talked about our Presbyterian identity and some other specifics about our polity, like how we approach voting in our assemblies. But Jihan is here to help think about what it really means to be a commissioner. So maybe we should start from the beginning. Can you maybe give us in a nutshell what that word is? What is a commissioner in our PCUSA world?
Yeah. So I think commissioners, for us in the PCUSA world, they're teaching elders and ruling elders who are commissioned to become a part of the body that then discerns together the will of Christ and makes decisions based on that discernment together. And that really what they're doing is not like the sort of political representatives actually voting on behalf of their constituents, but they're really commissioned to discern Christ's will and their own conscience as Christ leads their conscience so that they can actually do that discernment as a body together. And that really comes from our belief that single persons are not the best way to actually make decisions, but that we do that in community because all of us may actually have a part of an understanding of what God is doing in the world and is calling us to, but it's really when we're actually doing that in a group together and a diverse representative group of the body that has different views, different experiences that will inform the way that we're hearing the Spirit and seeing the Spirit's movement in the world, that we actually do that discernment and decision-making best.
Oh, great. Thanks for that. That's a really great explanation. And one of the things that I'm aware of is because this happens to be a GA year, some of us in the PCUSA sphere hear the word commissioner more frequently because of General Assembly. But I'm also aware that I am not very good at using that word in its ultimate context of even those who go to presbytery meetings, being ruling elders or teaching elders who are there. And I guess a part of that also being, I think sometimes we might feel like commissioners are there for a particular meeting. Are there things about that that you want to expand upon?
Yeah. Thanks, Martha. So commissioners are right, are sort of commissioned mm-hmm. to the meeting, but then they're also, like, their sort of term of service actually is not completed until the next set of commissioners actually are commissioned mm-hmm. to do that work of discernment and decision making as part of the body. And so in the example of the General Assembly, commissioners' terms are the 2 years between, right, when they are mm-hmm. commissioned for that General Assembly that they're attending and participating in until the next round of commissioners are commissioned to do that work. And Presbyterian assemblies, if there are sort of different people, ruling elders, for example, who are going from meeting to meeting, it would really be that they are still a commissioner until the next meeting when the next person actually goes to the Presbytery Assembly or the Synod Assembly. And that means then that it's not just the discerning in the moment and the decision-making that happens in the meeting itself, but that there then also should be actually doing the work of interpreting the body's decision as people who are part of the decision-making and discerning body, that they would go out to their siblings in Christ who are part of their communities of faith to help them understand why the decisions were made or why this was important or why and what sort of discussions took place, and maybe where also folks were feeling the movement of the Spirit tugging or leading or inviting them into deeper curiosity. And so there's more of that interpretive work, I think, that's possible. And I would encourage folks to really be thinking more deeply about what that means to be a commissioner. Now, some of the presbyteries actually formalize that process a little bit, too, by having the commissioners to General Assembly, for example, be the Bills and Overtures Committee of a presbytery. But not every presbytery does that. So what are some other ways, if there's not a formalized process? Or even if your presbytery does do that, it's not always the interpretive thing that happens besides the overtures that they want to bring to presbytery in order to present. And so what are some other interpretation that folks might do as they are going back into the communities apart from the body? In some ways being commissioned to the body to do the decision-making and discernment, but then being commissioned back into their local context in order to do that interpretation.
That is really important and information to take in, and my guess is that there are probably some listeners who are kind of surprised because sometimes the language we use might be, are you available for this meeting? Can mm-hmm. can you attend this meeting on this date? Mm-hmm. Instead of thinking about what that commission really means from one gathering of the body to the next. I think it really gives that feeling of how important mm. that group of people is and what that voting of our conscience with Christ's help really means.
Yeah.
It's really impactful, and I appreciate you explaining it like that. I'm also aware that commissioners are a finite group of people, and so I wonder how the rest of us who aren't commissioners to one of our councils, what is sort of the responsibility or how can we participate in supporting those commissioners?
Yeah. So I think one of the most important ways that folks can support the commissioners is really through prayer. And praying not for an outcome, obviously, but for those who are gathered to truly be able to hear, feel, sense the movement of the Spirit, to be able to read and sort of tell what maybe God is doing in the world in order to make more faithful decisions in the moment. And so that's, you know, regardless of whether that's a CPM vote, right, mm-hmm. or a mm-hmm. Commission on Ministry vote, or whether that's an overture to the General Assembly, or, you know, any number of things that might actually come up that folks would really hear where God is leading. And I think that's especially important. It's always been important, but I think it's especially important in times like now where so much of the world is in transition and we're trying to say, God, where are you leading us? And mm-hmm. what are you mm-hmm. asking us to do in this particular moment? And how can we be church in a way that's faithful to this moment? And so for folks to be really able to sort of hear and discern, not just in the meetings itself, but in the other conversations that are happening around those meetings.
Mm-hmm. Really important things for us to think about, and especially because it extends really into our faithful lives, not just focused on the meetings or the, you know, specifically the General Assembly, but the ways we really interact as people of faith. Yeah, thank you for that. As I said at the beginning, it's always good to get time with Jihan, so thank you for taking the time to be with us today, to share your passion, your call, your wisdom with me and all who are listening. So thank you for being a part of our ecclesial formation as we proceed on this journey together.
Thanks, Martha.
Interestingly, after we turned the microphone off for this episode, Jihan and I continued talking, and so I'm sort of adding this postlog, is that what you call it, to this episode to say that I'm aware a lot of sessions do not have their presbytery commissioners, who are ruling elders, come back to session meetings and report on what happened during the time of their commission. So what happened during that presbytery meeting that would be helpful for the session to know, and how was that experience? And continue those opportunities for the session to be in prayer for them and for the body gathered as the presbytery. And what an opportunity we may have. You may be a part of a church that has that in practice already. But if you don't, maybe that's an opportunity, another way of being a part of this connectional church and feeling like you are connected to another council of the church, and that being the presbytery, or if you have ruling elders or teaching elders, for that matter, who are attending synod assemblies to report back on their experiences as commissioners to those bodies. So another important piece that Jihan and I just neglected to say while the microphone was on. I hope that you will add that to your toolbox, and may that serve as additional nourishment for you and your ministries.
We hope that you've been nourished through this episode of Along the Road. You're invited to visit the website for PCUSA Leader Formation for additional nourishment for ruling elders and deacons, pcusa.org/leader-formation.
This has been the Along the Road podcast. We look forward to crossing paths with you again soon.